Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 4 cents, September wheat down 3¾ cents, and November beans down 10¾ cents. We opened higher off the reduction in the crop ratings, but couldn't hold. Kind of acts like a turnaround Tuesday more than anything else here today. As you know, I believe that bull markets, good bull markets, open lower and close higher. I think we might have a shot at that here today. I don't see anything that's changed in the forecast. In fact, they looked hotter and drier to me this morning than they've looked throughout this whole thing. We've got temps in the Dakotas, 102, 105 degrees. The heat's moving into Nebraska, 100 degree heat there. Pollination is delayed, so we're going to have the brunt of this pollination in the hottest time of the year. So I think we've got some issues out here that, you know, certainly haven't gone away. I think we've just got a little top heavy here. The fact of the matter is, I don't see anything that's really changed out here. East of the Mississippi, we're not too bad. West of the Mississippi is where really most of the problems are. Now, the funds, I believe, have covered most of their short corn and bean positions Friday and Monday. So I think they're still short a few beans, maybe a little bit of corn, but I don't think too much. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we get the crop production numbers. I think this report's outdated before it even hits the wires. Is there anybody that doesn't think we've lost production since July 1st? I believe we have. So I think these numbers are going to be taken with a grain of salt. If they are bearish for any reason, I think the pros are going to look to buy a knee-jerk lower reaction in the reports tomorrow, because I don't think anybody's really going to believe them. And I don't think you should believe them, because the information's outdated, in my opinion. So until we really see something change, we've got 2 weeks, it looks like, of more heat and dryness in the plains. This thing's getting worse, not better. And when you look at these prices historically, we're still relatively cheap, which tells me that we still could have some strong upside potential here through the end of the month. So my suggestion is, as it would always be, this is the level where we're finally profitable on corn, wheat, and beans. You've got the opportunities to protect profitability out here. I said for the last 7-8 months, you'd have at least one chance to market grain at profitable levels. Here it is. Buy some puts. If you think this market's going higher, that's fine. You can roll up the puts and lock in more if the market moves higher. But you can't watch this turn into garbage, as we have seen so many of these markets turn on a dime. All of a sudden, you know, we're not at $10 November beans. We're at $9.95, and then the next day is down to $9.75, and you say to yourself, what happened? Well, this is the time to do something. This isn't the time to sit on your hands. So if you need some help with the marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. We'll be glad to work with you. We don't charge any acreage fees or management fees. You can come on board. It doesn't cost you a nickel. We only make a commission when you make a trade, and that's it. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.